Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello mga kapitbahay, this is Ina.
This is Yudes.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to...
Desert!
Yes, mga mi! Hello, hello, hello. And also, happy birthday po dyan kay Yun!
Happy birthday, Kuya Yun!
Yes, yes, guys. Sorry guys kung naririnig nyo, medyo chappy kami. Kasi ano na eh, season of rain. Season of rain! Monsoon ba? Nagmo-monsoon ba dito sa atin?
Yun ba yung tawag doon?
Hindi ko alam kung may monsoon sa Pilipinas eh. Pero obviously, rainy season na. Ayun. So, nagmo-monsoon. Wow, monsoon social! Pero kapag squami, bagyo. So, inuulan kami or medyo makulimlim, guys. So, kung medyo shoppy kami, sorry. Ganyan talaga. Mahirap lang kami. This is a third world country. Charot, daming sinabi. Anyway, guys. So, ayan. Birthday ni Yudes. Kamusta ka naman, Yudes? Anong plano? Yeah, nag-birthday sex na ba? Ems!
Pa, kasi last night, we went to... Alam, magtatampo yung mga college friends ko. Last night, nag-iay yung friends ni Toto. Tapos, guys, na-meet ko na si Jolene.
Oh, yan yung kwento niya kanina, guys. Yan yung chichisisa namin. Kung akala nyo dati, perfect na si Jolene. Mas perfect pa siya ngayon.
Oh, girl. Oo, B. Gusto ko lang sabihin na si Jolene, songer siya. Like, ano, may banda siya nung high school siya. To the point na nag-release sila ng EP nila. Ano, tapos kung hindi lang daw siya nag-accountancy, baka natuloy-tuloy niya yung banda niya. Tapos, it doesn't stop there. Magre-release na siya ng clothing line niya sa UK.
Oh, di ba?
Akala ko matatapos.
Meron ka bang hindi kayang gawin, Jolene?
Wala.
Akala ko
wala.
Akala ko matatapos na kami doon. Yung pinuntahan kasi namin sa apartment. So, they were dancing, no? Tapos, yung jowa niya, kunwari, Wawi yung pangalan ng jowa niya. Yung Wawi niya, Afam. Guys, bayawak tropa si Jolene. Gusto ko lang sabihin. Bayawak tropa siya. Lethal.
Ko. Diba? Perfect na nga siya. Tapos hindi masama yung ugali niya. Tropa walang, pa siya. Ano ba?
Walang masamang tinapay sa kanya. Parang so far sa buong tanang buhay ko, isang tao pa rin nasabihan ko na walang masamang tinapay sa ano katawan niya. Si Jolene yung pangalawa. Ganito guys, habang tinanong ko, so tinanong yung jowa niya, so Wawi, do you dance? Sabi niya, I took up ballroom dancing when I was a kid. Oh, so you can dance. Jolene dances too. Tapos parang sabi niya, tapos nag-cheer yung mga tao. Dance, 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 dance. Tapos si Jolene, true to her fashion, nagtanggal ng ano, ng jacket, ng kanyang denim jacket. Kasi nakabayawak dress siya. Tapos nagtanggal siya ng denim jacket niya. Tapos nagsayaw sila mi. Tapos alam mo, hindi siya emeng sayaw. Medyo nakaka-legit yung sayaw. May routine sila. To the point na gaano kaganda yung sayaw. After nila magsayaw, nagpalakpakan yung mga tao sa bar. To the point na may isang ano, batang ano, siguro mga 21, 20. Basta mga bagets na ano. Bagets na buo party. After nila magsayaw, may lumapit sa amin na bagets. Sa table namin, may lumapit na bagets na. Tapos niyakap siya kasi sobrang galing daw niya. So, alam mo, kaya ko yung ano eh, yung banda siya, kaya ko yung naging council president siya, kaya ko yung may clothing line siya, kasi marunong siya magsayaw. At magaling siya magsayaw. Medyo doon na-breaky yung ano, sabi ko, alam mo, wave na ako ng white flag. Hindi na ako lalaban. Jolene, nasa'yo na ang lahat. Hirap talaga. Pero ano, to be fair, alam mo yun, ano, she was a really great person. So it's really, really great. Kahit ako na ano ako, parang I get it. Para I get it why so many guys are falling for her and stuff like that. I get it.
Oh, diba? So alam nyo, actually, may connection yan sa topic natin today eh. Actually, yun yung topic natin today, diba? Ang title niya, Langit ka lupa ako. So napaisip tuloy ako, no? Kung si Jolene ganyan ka-perfect, yung lupa ba sa relasyon nila? Yung AFAM?
Alam mo, may kalaban din yung AFAM. Kasi graduate siya ng Conservatory of Music in London.
Ay, iba rin pala.
Ma'am, langit-langit yun. Ang daya naman nila.
Tapos ma'am, may available na video kagabi. May available na video yung boyfriend niya na nag-place in a concerto. Tapos alaman ko, yung latest niyang concert, plinay niya yung favorite ko pang ano, yung favorite ko pang concerto. So parang, alam niyo, ito, saksakin niyo na lang ako. Mas madali yun eh. Mas madali yun, saksakin niyo na lang ako.
Grabe yun. Alam mo, siguro pinagpala sila kasi sa relasyon nila, langit-langit sila. So, ang hard, ang hirap na ba? Tagina. So guys, yun yung topic namin today. Langit ka, lupa ako. So tinatanong nila sa akin, ano yun? Alam niyo yung kantang yun? Yung lang... Sorry, kakagising ko na. Langit ka, lupa ako.
Kung sa ano, kay drama ba yun? Yung Filipino adaptation. Stairway to Heaven!
Ayun! Stairway to Heaven po tayo na.
Oo. So guys, yung langit ka, lupa ako, ito yung mga moments na nung nagka-jowa ka or at least yung mga long-time jowa mo or anybody you've been in relationship with, parang sila yung, alam mo yung langit, parang sila yung parang sobrang special nila, sobrang galing nila, or at least in your point of view, not necessarily on the outside. Parang, or ganun din, ganun yung opinion ng mga tao, na parang, di ba, naging kayo, tapos yung opinion ng mga tao, bakit siya? Kasi ikaw yung lupa. Kumbaga sa Beauty and the Beast, ikaw si Beast. So, was there ever a time na nagkaroon ka ng ganong relasyon na parang feeling mo, ikaw si Beast, ikaw yung lupa, ikaw yung nag-reach? Kasi yung jowa mo, siya na yung langit. Parang they're so perfect, or even if they're not perfect, you know, they're really one of a kind and you felt so ordinary beside them. But of course, we can't stop there. We have to talk about paano natin na-overcome yon, or what made us feel secure eventually na hindi tayo lupa. Or, you know, when was the time na parang tinigil mo nang pakinggan yung opinion ng mga tao? Because, you know, kailangan ganun tayo lagi. May lesson sa dulo. And you always have to up yourself naman. Huwag naman ano. Huwag nyo naman dinidildil yung sarili nyo sa lupa. Because, di ba, you're worth it. Kaya nga kayo nasa relasyon mo. So, ayun. So, sino gusto mauna sa atin? Yung feeling mo, ikaw yung beast o ikaw yung lupa sa relasyon. Round robin, Thais. Meron, Burr.
Ako parang wala akong ganun.
Aray?
Ma, ikaw yung langit. Ma, sorry. Ikaw yung langit.
You're the prize, girl.
Girl, ikaw yung prize.
Sorry, di naman sa...
Ako yung pride. Pero pride aside, Athena, okay lang. Kung ikikwento mo yung mga instances na feel mo, the outside world thought, ikaw yung prize. Tapos yung jowa mo yung parang, bakit?
On behalf of the jowa, ganun.
Talaga? No. Balikan natin si Athena mamaya. So yung kay Sari muna, bakit? Ano sinasabi nila pag ano, yung mga half-year jowa? Ikaw si Beast. Sure.
So when I was in college, as a medyo popular girl, medyo, anong tawag dito, I was the prize. Alam mo yun? Pero oh my God, si Sari yung dinidate mo. She's so hot. She's so like...
As a tropa.
As a tropa girl, as a perfect tropa girl.
I don't know what happened when I went out of college. Siguro napagod na akong pumarki, napagod na akong mag-ayos, hindi na ako as popular as before. And ngayong nagka-jowa na ako finally ulit, ang naiinis ako, wala akong narinig na, wow, si Sari yung girlfriend mo. Walang ganun.
Yes! Nakuha mo ba yun, girl?
Isa lang ang nagsabi, pero ano yun, flex ko yun. Kasi isa lang nagsabi ever. At si
ay, alam ko to. Sobrang sobrang sikat pa nga, sobrang bongga yung nagsabi sa'yo noon. Yung putain na jowa ko yun. Kwento mo yan, girl. Kwento mo yan.
Sabi noon, hello po, Mama Beats. Parang, ha? Jowa mo yun? I'm a fan. Gumanon siya.
Ate, Ate, wait lang. Literal langit ka doon kasi si Between Escalante yung nagsabi sa'yo.
Pero ma'am, wait. Kasi paano ko magiging langit doon if friend yun ng jowa ko? Gets mo? Na parang, ay, parang void din. Kasi lagi na lang, oh, jowa mo si Abel, swerte mo naman. Uy, finally, nakahanap ka na matino. Wala kong magsasabi dyan na, uy, ang swerte mo, si Sari pala yung jowa. Oh my God, si Sari. Wala eh. Lagi, ang swerte mo kay Abe. Ang swerte mo naman. It's good you found the right guy. Matino yung guy. Buti wala kang sakit ng ulo sa lalaking to. Na parang, perfect siya. He's living a comfortable life. He can lift you up, mga ganun. Iaahon ka niya sa kahirapan ko. Ano-ano?
Asa ba si Abe?
Wala akong bad, guys. Meron naman. Tingin nyo, nakikiride lang ako sa relationship na to. Ganon. Parang, hindi ba siya yung maswerte sa akin, guys? But no, it's always like that. Tapos pag umabot sa point na pag magkikita kami in public, especially pag ano, pag yung sa circle niya, hindi sa circle ko ah. Kasi sanay na ako sa circle ko, nasasabihin sa akin, ah, okay yung jowa mo. Ay, maganda, gusto namin siya, ganyan, ang swerte mo sa kanya. Gets ko yon kasi they know how I fuck my relationships before. Pero, pag sa side niya, kinakabahan ako kasi parang, sasabihin ba nila na ang swerte niya sa akin? Kasi, ako lang to eh. Ano ko ba sasabihin sa inyo na I'm a catch too, guys?
Guys, catch ako. Parang, hindi nyo ba alam na nung unang panahon,
nung unang panahon,
parang, I'm
ano, popular.
Baka sabi ni, ano, ni Jesus, sorry, parang nasagad mo na nung college.
Nasagad mo nung college, ganun. Na parang, feeling ko nga minsan, pag sinasabi ko sa jowa ko, nung alam mo ba, minessage ako nung ex ko, tapos ganito, ganyan. Ang tingin ko parang he's just making fun. It's just funny na parang hindi siya natitreten na marami pa rin nagkakagusto sa akin.
Ayaw ba lang?
More?
Ayaw sa hindi toxic.
Uy, andyan si Athena.
Yes, I am back. Ayun, hello, hello.
Athena, I know. Sorry, tinatanong mo ba si Abe? Abe, natitreten ka ba na dati ang dami kong lovers or ang dami kong admirers? Ganun.
Hindi kasi siya ganun. Yun pa yung nakakainis. O di, edi fine. Ikaw na. Ikaw na hindi toxic. Ikaw na yung may, ano, yung stable mental health. I am this unstable.
But parang nagreklamo.
I am this unstable element na parang, ako pa yung maswerte. Ako yung naka-jackpot. Wala
ba? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Para tong
si Abe ay matinong jowa. Walang ganon.
Para tong yung meme. Para ito yung meme na nakita ko na parang dati, ikaw yung naghahanap ng green flag. Tapos nung nahanap mo yung green flag, ikaw yung naging red flag. Deka, guys. Not saying sorry sa red flag, pero parang naging ganon. Parang guys, green flag din ako.
Kailangan ko iwagay mo yung green flag. Guys, green flag ako. Ganon. Lagi ako nako-conscious na parang, oh shit, I have to look good. I have to give a good impression because I have to show people na, ano, he made the right choice with me. Alam mo ba, nung pumunta kami sa Isabela, yung probinsya ng mom ni Amy. So, I'm trying to be the perfect girlfriend. Perfect! Yung marunong makisama, mabait, hindi maayos.
Yung ano, dali, tunay at dalisay, mahinhin.
Okay,
pwede naman sabihin nila na galing naman pumili ng girlfriend ng pamangkin ko, pinsan ko, gano'n. Pero alam mo ba, kinausap ako ng tita. Eh, huwag mo nang pakawalan yan. Mabait, matalino. Ayaw mo ko i-judge. Bakit siya yung
alam
gina-judge
mo,
natin ngayon?
Alam mo, na-confirm today na ano, na golden boy si Abe. That is suspecha ko lang siya. Pero na-confirm ko today na golden
boy si Abe. I hate it. I love it. Nobody's gonna go on my side, guys. Kahit yung nanay ko.
Don't worry, Sari. We're on your side.
We're on your side, Gagi. Makabit bahay. We are on Sari's side.
Oo. Green flag ka, Ate Sari.
I'm the catch here.
Alam mo, Sari, number one girlfriend in the South. Alam mo, Sari, number one girlfriend ka here in the Philippines in the South Asia Pacific. Si Abe shit siya. Swerte siya sa'yo.
Gagawa tayo ng hashtag. Hashtag Sari is a green flag.
Hashtag sorry sa catch.
Yar! Hashtag swerte mo, Abe. Ganun. Hashtag swerte mo, Abe. Hashtag Abe, huwag mo siyang pakawalan. Ganun.
Kasi ang mahirap doon, yung ako yung nagtatry harder na magmukhang perfect. Na parang, uy, catch din kasi ako eh, guys. So, kailangan gamito. So, walang kahirap-hirap. Hindi nga siya nagsasalita at all eh. Alam mo, ito sa sige ng mga tao, uy, sorry, huwag mo lang pakawalan yan. Ano yun? Ano, ikaw na lahat? Tapos ako walang ambag. So, ako naman, bakit? Nabit-bit po siya sa Divisoria. Di pa siya nakakarating doon, guys.
Oo nga, nawala sila sa Divisoria, guys.
Oo. Nung nadala ko siya sa Divisoria, bakit? Gumawa kami ng cat house gamit ang karton. Di niya pa nagagawa yun. I give, alam mo yung life experiences to him. It's not, is it?
Alam mo, para kang si Pete Davidson, tapos si Abe, si Kim Kardashian. Like, you're giving him simple things.
Oo.
It's a relationship.
Pero naman, hindi naman sa pangano, pag magkasama naman kami, like yung kami lang dalawa, di ko naman nararamdaman yun.
Yeah.
I think, pag sa harap lang ng ibang tao, I really have to make habol sa tingin nila kay Abe. Parang he's the ninth one, hindi siya nagkakasala, and all. Tapos, ako tong bibisyo, maingay, makulit, ang daming ginagawa, lagi may problema, laging malapitin ang pahamak, kung ano-ano, tapos, para siya si Jesus lang. Then, ano mo yun?
To be fair naman kasi, Sari.
Ano mo yung ng kasalanan? So, ako yung swerte dito? Wala bang magsasabi ka ng swerte?
Kasi, Sari, to be fair kasi, Sari, straight and narrow kasi si Abe. I mean, for the good effort, straight and narrow siya. So, I think people will always assume, diba, yung assumptions natin when it comes to relationships, we're still favoring those who come close dun sa model ng nuclear family. If that makes sense. Am I making sense?
Diba? Ano yung nuclear family?
Yung ano?
Yung immediate, mother, father, brother, sister. How do you brush your teeth?
Parang yung ganon. And I think Abe fits within that mold, alam mo yun, when it comes down to it. Yes, he's doing theater, but on the side, he also has a sustainable lifestyle. They get what I mean in that sense. So in that sense, may ganong allure si Abe. But at the same time, I also think, alam mo yun, being the yin to his yang is precisely the thing that Abe needs, you know, to grow as a person, to grow as an artist. And I think perfectly complementary kayo doon. Of course, meron ka lang talagang, magkakaroon ka lang talaga ng mga ganong struggle.
Ang hirap mabuhay kasi na may ganong pressure na kailangan, pag makikita mo yung ibang tao, kailangan simbait niya rin ako. Hindi ko alam, pero automatic nagaganon yung katawan ko. Like for example,
on his own, Sari, does he assure you on that?
Alam mo, hindi naman siya nagkukulang sa assurance. Yun nga ang masasabi ko, wala naman akong problema talaga sa kanya all in all. Yun nga eh. Alam din ng mga tao yun eh, na wala kang poproblemahin sa kanya. Ako yung problema dito. So parang kailangan sees as a, alam mo yun, as a normal human being on earth, nasa lupa lang ako, ganyan. Kailangan medyo tapatan ko yung pagiging divine ni Abe. Para naloka ako. May share lang ako. Di ba nasa mula sa buwan siya ngayon? Tapos parang, may activity sila na pinasulat sa kanila. Isulat mo kung sino yung buwan mo or ano yung buwan mo that will keep you going, ganyan and all. So, merong mga tapos parang mabubunot nila yung buwan ng ibang co-actors nila.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos kinuwento niya na yung buwan ni ganito, yung jowa niyang si ganito, yung buwan ni ganito, si yung asawa niya, ganyan. Tapos, tinanong ko siya, okay, sino yung buwan mo? So, I'm like, oh my God, I know it. Sino yung buwan mo? Sabi ko sa kanya. So, nung sagot niya sa akin, guys, sabi niya si Jesus.
Sino mo naman talaga ikaw? Akala mo lang yun.
Oh my God, ang sakit. Parang mapapanak ako doon sa tao.
Yung respect. Yung sura ko talaga, guys. It's alright. I mean, it's Jesus. What am I gonna do with that? Anong laban ko kay Jesus, di ba? It's okay. It's okay. I know you love me.
Pag na-imagine ko yung anticipation sa mukha mo, sino yung buwan mo? Siyempre, iisa lang si Jesus.
Tapos ako naman, parang, okay lang, si Jesus naman yan. Paano mo nakakalabanin yun? Nagpapako pa sa krus, di ba?
Biniligtas niya. Biniligtas niya yung mundo, be.
Sorry, be.
Literal na langit yun. Lupa ako.
Nakakatawa doon. Nag-expect ka na ikaw yung buwan niya.
Pero po yung pagkakakwento niya, alam mo si ano yung buwan niya, si ganito eh, at saka si ganyan. Ako naman, never, itatanong ko, sinong buwan mo? Ha? Tapos bigla, si Jesus. Tapos sabi ko, hindi ako ilang, gets ko naman. Ganyan.
Na-imagine ko may luha ka pa sa side ng mata mo na pinipigilan mo. Okay lang, gets ko naman si Jesus yun eh.
Tapos sabi niya, sorry, alam mo naman. Sabi ko, ayan, yeah, I know. Langit nga yun. Nasa langit si Jesus. Guys! Nasa lupa ako. Ayun, magagawa ako. Di ba?
Di ka man lang umabot kahit sa stratosphere man lang.
So, okay. Nagpapako yun sa krus eh. Ako, andito lang ako. Oh. Immortal lang. Mortal na mortal lang. E di ngayon, tanggap ko naman na mahal niya si Jesus. Oo naman. So, alam mo yun, parang, lalo na sa Pilipinas na very Catholic-centered yung mga tao. Parang, oh shit, ang bait naman niya. Kasi, religious siya, hindi yung the bad kind of religious, as in religious siya na he really believes na ano yung serves his life to God, ganun. So, hindi ko naman siya masisisi about it. Pero ang akin lang, parang, ang hirap mabuhay, especially sa labas ng relationship namin, na parang everybody saying na he's a catch. Huwag mo na siyang bitawan. It's good for you yung makita mo siya and all. Kasi parang ako, minsan nakakababa siya ng self-esteem. Kasi, wow, ang galing niya rin kumanta. Lahat ng ginagawa niya, parang magaling siya. Tapos ako parang, ito dog show. Lagi lang akong dog show. And di, parang I have to take life seriously sa harap ng ibang tao. Parang ganun yung dating. And, naman ko, nakaka-pressure siya. Hindi ako na insecure sa kanya eh. Pero, nakaka-pressure siya na I have to put up a front na matino din ako, katulad niya rin ako. Kasi I don't want people to judge him na mali yung choice niya sa akin. And lagi ko yung dilemma, ano yun, lagi yung ano sa akin na sa utak ko na, shit, baka sabihin nila, bakit ako? Bakit si Sari? Bakit, alam mo yun, bakit ka pumili ng ganyan? And ang hirap doon ah, kasi lahat na, walang sinasabing masama yung mga tao about him. And ako, I'm sure meron.
Alam mo, sa akin, baka kami, ano, may mga mamaya sa synthesis. Mamaya doon sa ano natin, doon sa after na sharing part, baka may mga ma-mention tayo na baka makatulong sa perspektiba natin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ako na lang. Ako talaga, wala talaga. Sasabihin ko na talaga.
Guys, laging ako mag-sorry yung... tayo. Siya po yung langit.
Hindi naman. Like, parang, lagi lang sinasabi sa akin na bakit siya yung pinili ko. Parang, siguro sa choices ko na lang din siguro, yung mga ex ko din talaga. Siguro yung what comes close to a langit, siguro, is yung jowa ko ngayon. Like, yung, parang kaming, what I can provide, what I can't provide, na po-provide niya. And kung ano yung hindi niya kaya i-provide, na po-provide ko. So, parang ganun siya. parang give and take, parang ganun, yun nangyayari instead of mataas siya.
May balance, kumbaga.
Parang balance yung sa amin ngayon kasi parang walang pressure sa aming dalawa from the outside kasi nakikita nila na parang synergized yung ano namin, yung relationship. So I guess wala talaga akong experience na ako yung na feeling ko, oh, wow. Parang gano'n. Oh, wow. Parang gano'n.
Baka Athena dati, yung mga ex mo, langit ka, tapos impyerno sila. Charot.
Well, true. True.
Sorry, no shame sa mga ex.
Hindi, siguro baka lupa ako nun, tapos impyerno sila. Gano'n. Kaya ano. Kaya gano'n. Kasi parang normal lang naman ako nun, pero sila, parang ano, nasa death row. Gano'n. Charot. Pero yun, wala akong maaambag sa experience na ganun.
Winning congrats naman kay Athena na ano, ngayon nakahanap siya ng langit-langit, 'di ba? Parang balance na. Diba? Sarap nung ganung feeling.
Pagkagadyosa niya ganun.
Oo. Kasi ang daming talent si Athena, guys. Athena, you never know, Jolene ka ng isang babae out there.
You'll never know.
Di ba? You'll never know.
Oh my God, nakakataas mo ng confidence, diba? Yun.
Nakakataas mo ng confidence. Ano kasi? Oh, di ba? So, yun na. At saka mga kapitbahay, yun din. Gamitin nyo yung pangtaas ng confidence nyo. You never know, di ba? Parang feeling mo din daw
you're
lagi sa
you're someone else's Jolene.
Yes, you're someone else's Jolene. Nakatingala sila sa iyo. So, you know, chin up. Chess. O, sino mo una sa atin?
Pero lahat kayo, shit kayo sa Jolene ko.
Hindi, lahat tayo, shit tayo sa Jolene mo.
Sa parang mga kasabay na nun sila, ano na, Mariah Carey, yung mga gano'n na mga level ng Jolene mo, kuya eh. Parang everything I can do.
So, sorry, yung sinasabi ni Sari?
In fairness naman, before sa akin, parang yung mga tao, kunwari may jowa ako, hanggang ngayon naman, natatakot sila, nakapitan, for example, si Abe, or anong tawag dito, natatakot sila na banggain ako, dahil natatakot sila sa akin. Kasi
wow, he's dating a gangster, gano'n?
Marfreak pala, kaya hindi lumalapit.
Ang punchline, sorry ko, si Daniel Padilla.
Mga gano'n, na-imagine ko yung parang ano.
Sila naawayin ko sila. Hindi ko sure, pero sabi ko, nahihirap daw akong kalaban. Kasi naalala ko, pag may mga, hindi naman lingid sa kaalaman natin dito sa Kudazers, ano, at saka mga kapitbahay na, ano, na na-involve ako sa mga third party before, when I was young and stupid. And parang, ang laging issue is, parang mahirap akong kalaban ng mga jowa.
Mm.
So parang ako, langit ako, gano'n. Pero, yun nga lang, nung naging kami na, wala, lupa na ako sis. Kasi Jesus na siya eh.
mahirap kalaban yun, ma. Mahirap kalaban si Jesus.
Kasi, di kaya na pa.
Imagine ko yung ano ka, naka-shades ka pa, Sari. Tapos pag may lalapit kay Abe, oy.
Oh, balik.
Ano yan? Just gano'n. Ano yan, ha? Sino gusto mauna yun? Ikaw, ako?
Oh, sige, ako na.
Go. Tapos na si Athena?
Oo.
Siya nga yung kasi, langit, B. Or yung conclusion niya dati, siya yung lupa, yung ex niya, impyerno.
Ako generally, whenever I enter a relationship, I always feel like na ako yung lupa.
Ikaw?
It's not, yeah. It's not because na I feel insecure or whatever, but whenever I enter a relationship, it always feels to me that they're supplementing something that is sorely missing in my life. Do you get what I mean? Generally, I don't subscribe na one is a reacher and one is ano. You know, on a very serious level when it comes down to it. On face level, sure. Maybe there are aspects like that. But generally, I always feel like that. Like with my ex, I always feel like he was the driven part. He was the driven one, alam mo yun. And people will always feel like na, no, I was the foil to that. Na parang he would, parang part of the reason why he was never really pushing himself to go forward was because he was always keeping me in mind. Alam mo yun. And then with my other partners, you know, they were fun. They were fun. They were fun in ways I can never be. So, and those are things that I value in people. Alam mo yun. It's not because, you know, I don't value seriousness and structure. But
baka naman nudes, mahilig lang tayo sa mga langit. Alam mo yun, mga taga-langit, mahilig tayo sa ganun. Kaya,
well, I think there's no reason not to like them.
Oh, sabagay.
But and now, especially now with Toto, no, it's now more vivid with Toto. Napaka sun and moon yung, I think, yung personality namin. I sabi ko nga sa kanya, you know, we were once we were talking about na about our choices, and sabi ko sa, and he was kind of like ruminating or thinking about yung mga choices niya and how he feels compelled to do even better. Na para sabi ko, you know what, you don't really have to pressure yourself, because by all intents and purpose, ano ka, you're doing very well. Yun yung sabi ko sa kanya, you're doing very well if ang based on dun sa formula ng get a good school, get a good job in a good company, get paid handsomely for it. You have all of that going on for you. And I think, you know, and sa akin, I chose, and I should know. I've seen friends, you know, I have friends who chose a similar path sa'yo. And by you're doing better than they are by leaps and bounds. And me, I chose an off-beaten path, sabi ko sa kanya. And, you know, to be fair, I'm not really bothered by it. But at the same time, eventually, I think, you know, as I was observing yung his lifestyle and at the same time his work ethic, I kind of wanted to be, I wanted to, it eventually pushed me to also level myself with him. Not in the sense of, alam mo yun, in terms of economic power and stuff like that. Because I always know he will always have he will always have that advantage, no? But at the same time, I also, I kind of wanted to be supplementary to his success or be supplementary to his lifestyle in that way. Not in a mas mababa level. Pero alam mo yun, whatever he wants, I want to have the power, or I want to have the freedom to also be able to support him one way or another. So, you know, yes, I always think that na all of the guys I've been with, sila yung langit. But at the same time, I also think na I always take something from that relationship in the end, if that makes sense, no? And now I think with Toto, like I mentioned from last week, it was structure. And at the same time, it was a renewed sense of drive na whatever he's going, wherever he's going, I want to be able to move with him without, you know, him worrying na kailangan niya ako alalayan every step of the way, which I know is also something he's very willing to do. But it's something I don't want him to feel obligated to do. Does that make sense?
Oo naman. So, yeah.
But at the same time, I also acknowledge din naman na, alam mo yun, na just to illustrate, I don't beat myself down. I'm not beating myself down. I also acknowledge din naman na, you know, just like Sari, I also supplement at part something in their life na that is new. And at the same time, that they don't normally have when they were, you know, before they met me. So I'm also aware of that fact. And I'm also aware that I'm also the Jolene of other people. I know that that's very well.
Yes.
I think they made that clear sa akin. So, alam mo yun. It's mine is not a story that, and it's not a sob story per se. I don't think it's a sob story, even though ganun yung perspective ko, no? Maybe that's just how I see it. That's just how I feel about it. Because I think, I was raised to think na to never really think of yourself as the brightest star in the room. And I think that permeates even in even in my relationships. I don't see myself na as the one, the better one, or the aspirational one. I don't see that at all. Para ganun sa akin. Ganun yun. I think that's my, you know, I was thinking about it for the past 2 weeks, kung ano yung mayambag ko dito. Pero wala talaga eh. Wala naman akong... I think so far, I've been blessed with non-stormy relationships. I mean, I've had my own fair share of...
Stormy breakups, but the relationship itself was fine.
Yeah. Generally. Alam mo yan. We've had our fights, big fights and small fights. But generally, I've been blessed to have been involved with guys na who've made it easy for me to navigate through the, you know, to the sea of dating. Ayan, yun yung sa akin.
So ako naman, ako din yung lupa, I think. Parang nakaka-relate ako kay Sari. Kasi nga, ganun din eh. Yun yung pitfall, Sari, yung jowa. Mga jowa kasi natin, time-team, tas tahimik.
Babae.
Tas tayo yung, oo, tas yung personality natin, sobrang loud, sobrang, so, I experienced a bout of that nung, naalala ko nung, oh, wait lang, ito mo, pumasok tuloy, kumain na daw. Wait lang, daddy, I'm sharing na. Alam mo bang inaangat ko yung kukuan mo? Sinasabi ko na, you're so great.
Alam ba niya yes, na adjective na siya mga kapit-bahay?
Hindi kasi dati. Actually, in general, ako din yung confidence ko dati. Kasi from high school, di ba, wala akong jowa kasi all girls school ako. Huwag nung nagka-jowa-jowa ako na mga, alam mo yun, yung mga puppy love kind of jowa. Wala pa ako ever nagiging serious na jowa. And hindi naman ganun kababa yung self-esteem ko. I think I was fine. Parang, I think para akong yung isang, sa article niya ba sinabi yun, or sa isa niyang speech sa Emmy, na parang sabi ni Tina Fey, I'm actually blessed with more confidence than I should have. Parang gets niyo, parang, ganito lang yung itsura ko, ganito lang yung pagkatao ko, pero yung confidence ko, pumuputok siya. So parang dati, parang, kung may jowa ko, okay lang. Kung wala, okay lang din. Tapos parang, do I feel beautiful? Do I feel confident? Parang sakto lang din. Parang ganun, hindi, I wasn't like, I think of course nung high school, I was a ball of insecurity, but then eventually I got over that. So nung college, di nililigawan niya ako, di ba? Nakwento ko na ata to eh, pero not in this context. So nung nililigawan niya ako dati, akala ko pa nga dati, siya yung red flag. Kasi parang nagkaroon ng instance na, nung nililigawan niya na ako, there were a group of girls na kinorner ako. Tapos tinatanong ako, so ano ka ba sa kanya? Ginaganon ako. So parang, paano kayo nagkakilala? Ganyan. So parang ginigit-git nila ako. Hindi naman ginigit-git, sorry. They weren't really mean, but they were just, pero parang ang mean lang ng whole situation na nasa gitna ako ng circle. Tapos apat silang babae. Tapos ini-interview nila ako. Siyempre, freshman ako noon eh. Tapos parang nth year na si Dudong. Tapos akala ko tuloy, red flag siya. To the point na dati, iniiwasan ko si Dudong kasi akala ko, kaya ako ginanon ng mga girls na yon. Kasi parang masamang tao si Dudong, wag ko siyang... Kasi parang ganun yung vibe na nakuha ko after nila ako i-corner. Parang, hindi, they didn't say it explicitly, pero parang wag ko siyang lapitan. Something like that. So akala ko, red flag siya. Akala ko, masama siya yung may ugali niya. Tapos ma, hindi pala. Baliktad pala. Parang bet ata nung isang girl dun sa circle si Dudong. At dahil nililigawan ako ni Dudong dun, I guess they wanted to like scare me off a little bit. Kasi nga, bet niya yung maniligaw ko nun. So nung naging kami, actually hindi pa nga ako aware na parang seryoso pala eh. Parang naging kami lang casually. Tapos, di ba nga parang ganun, kahit yung mga tao sa mga offices, sa OSA, yung mga teacher sa UP, pati yung mga ibang upperclassmen ko, parang harangin ako, shh, ikaw nga dito, boyfriend mo si Bolivar? Sabi ko, oo. Hindi nga, yun, ang sagot, ikaw? As in, ganun ba? Ikaw? Sabi ko, oo, bakit? Eh, tahimik yun eh. Ganun, as in, katatawagin ako. O kaya ikikwento sa akin, ano mo ba, as in yung mga upperclassmen nalapit, alam mo ba, ina, nabalitaan ko, boyfriend mo daw yung si Bolivar? Sabi ko, oo. Ha? Huh? Tahimik yun eh. Sure kayo? Tapos parang ako, ano ba, bakit? As in, ganun, tinatanong ako na, bakit ikaw yung jowa? Ganyan.
Di ba parang, dynamic nyo is the gentle giant and the tiny terror?
O parang ganun. Tapos parang feeling ko hindi naman because, ayaw ko kung, if I interpret it that way, masama yung ugali ko. Pero feeling ko, it's more of like, sobrang bait nun eh. Tapos yung parang first year pa lang kasi akong ingay ko na, ang kalaban ko na, alam mo yung ganun. Tapos parang yung mga tao really wondering why.
Parang ano, description sa Viva Film, ang maliit at palaban.
So ang maliit at palaban. Ganyan. Tapos ang ano, ang isang taimtim at ano, busilak ang loob. Isa pa yun, kasi sobrang bait niya. And people were like, bakit? It was not really more of bakit si Ina? But more of like, paano? 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 As in, kasi kahit si Dudong tanungin mo, bakit mo ba ako pinili? Sasabihin niya, una, ikaw yung gusto ko. Gusto ko lang. Sabi niya, pag gusto niya, he will really...
Inapwento mo yung ano? Kwento mo yung first time yung kumarat ni Dudong. Ano yung naging reaction ni Dudong after yung first time yung kumarat?
Umiyak siya. Umiyak siya. Kasi sabi niya na ano, parang, ano yun? It was consensual, of course, 100%. Pero kasi we've had that convo before na we wanted to delay it. Ganyan na parang, kasi parang, baka hindi pa kami ready. Alam mo yung gano'n yung mga convo namin nung first year college. Ano yung gusto na may delay. Kasi alam mo yun, baka hindi pa kami ready for something, you know, alipas big as that, you know, intercourse. So nung nag-sex kami, ano siya, naiyak siya. Tapos nag-sorry siya, ganyan.
Nag-sorry siya sa papa mo.
Oo, nag-sorry siya sa papa ko. Na parang sabi niya, oo, kasi nga daw, baka daw pinilit niya ako. Ganyan, sabi ko, hindi mo ako pinilit. Ano ka ba? Sabi ko, sorry.
Hindi na lang ako, nangyari sa inyo.
Hindi, parang ano lang, parang na-feel niya lang daw na kailangan niya mag-sorry sa papa ko. Ganon din yung nangyari nung first time niyang tinatch yung dede ko. Hinabol niya ako sa dorm. Tapos, nandun siya sa labas ng bintana ko, umiiyak siya. Sabi niya, I'm sorry, ginawa ko yun sa'yo. Tapos parang ako, umuwi ka na, okay lang yun.
Okay, mag-ilos ako yun. I loved it. Ganun.
Kasi alam mo, bago niya pa-touch yung dede ko, di nasa dilim kami, di ba? Di tinasa yung t-shirt ko. Tapos sabi niya, itatouch ko. Ganun ba siya? Itatouch ko. Sabi ko, okay. Tapos, edi tinatch niya, di ba? O, di yan, ano kami, nag-petting-petting kami. Tapos natapos na yon, natapos na kasi mag-curfew na sa dorm. Umuwi na ako. Tapos pag-akit ko, sila ba siya ng bintana? Umiiyak siya, sabi niya, sorry, ginawa ko sa iyo. Sabi ko, sinabi ko naman, okay. As in, verbal pa nga, di ba? Sinabi ko na, oo, sige, go lang, touch mo. Yan na rin. So,
touch mo ako.
Touch mo nga ako, touch mo ako. Yan.
Oo, oh, ganun.
Please, touch mo ako. Basta say mo ako, ano ba? Ganun. Di parang ganun. So parang, people were not really wondering bakit ako, I guess, in a sense, may ganun pa din naman, bakit si Ina? Pero, it was more like, paano? Because we were really different worlds. Parang, di ba lumaki siya sa Capiz, sa probinsya, sa tahimik na lugar. Tapos ako lumaki ako dito sa Metro Manila. Tapos sobrang chaotic ko lang na tao. Tapos it all boils down. Kasi ako, kahit ako, tinatanong ko siya. Kasi for me, it's so easy to answer. Bakit ko siya pinili? Oh my God! Sobrang pipiliin kita. Kasi you're perfect. You're kind. You're helpful. Alam mo yun? You're cute and everything. It's so hard sometimes for me to think about it. Na parang, kasi kahit siya, kasi man of few words yung asawa ko. Ba't mo ako pinili? Wala, gusto ko lang. Puppet? Ay, ano yun? Puppy? Gusto ko to. May stripes. Ganun. Pero parang, it's so difficult sometimes to think na, ba't mo ako pinili? Pero parang, sometimes din, parang being with him and, you know, being enhanced by his personality, nafe-feel ko yun na, I think parang in the long run ko na lang siya na-gets. Na parang, for example, na-enhance niya. Ako din, na-enhance ko yung, for example, the kindness that he has, na-enhance ko yun. And siya din, on the other end, yung kindness na meron siya, na-enhance niya sa akin. Tapos dati, hindi naman siya ganun kapalaban, pero ngayon, sobrang palaban na ng asawa ko. So parang feeling ko, oo, I mean, palaban na talaga yan ngayon. Pero lakas palaban as me, kasi ako talaga manunugod ako. Pero alam mo yun, yung na-realize ko na, feeling ko yun naman yung gift namin, na parang feeling ko soon, mag-discover din nila Sari na, it might feel like that right now na parang hindi nyo ba nakikita na catch din ako, pero marirealize mo pag nag-i-enhance na, so yung nag-overdrive na yung mga personalities nyo, tapos nagsisink na kayo na okay, ito pala yung thing na makita niya na na-enhance, kasi makita mo eh na mag-melt yung personality mo na yon, the good thing that's in you mag-melt siya, pupunta siya sa partner mo. And you see your partner, you know, nag-enhance yung part niya na yon. Na parang, okay, ito pala yung meron ako na hinahanap niya or wala siya. Tapos, nakikita mo na tumitingkad sa kanya yung personality niya na yon. And ma-reassure ka na, yeah, we are good together.
Alam
parang
mo,
ganun. Parang, oo nga, no? Kasi dati hindi naman siya ganyan, eh. Oh.
Alam mo, Ina, nakikita ko yan pag kaming dalawa lang. Pero pag lumalabas na kami sa bubble naming dalawa, parang kahit anong gawin ko, paano ko ba i-explain sa kanila na we are good together. Eh, pag nakikita mo, ang makikita ng mga friends ko, ah, may kumakaladkad sa akin pa uwi kasi lasing ako, yung ganun. May sumusundo sa akin kasi sumusuray-suray at sumusuka na ako. And I'm like, how can I show these people that I'm all right?
Ganun. But again, sorry, I think neither of you are obligated to explain your choices.
Hindi naman. Pero alam mo, nakaka-pressure minsan.
Maalam mo, ganyan din kami.
Isipin mo.
Dati nag-day drinking ako, I think that was around 10 years ago.
Yun nga, idagdag ko lang. Like yung first namin, hindi naman umiyak si Abe doon. Pero me, ako yung nagtiis. Like I waited for months until he's ready. Kasi siya hindi ready sa amin. Ako yung tipo, ano pa bang kulang sa akin? Hindi ba ako sexy, guys? Parang, ito, yung nalagay ko na dito, oh. Ayan na, oh. Parang ganun. Pero hindi siya ready. Kailangan maging ready siya mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for that. And sabi ko, okay, I have to understand. Yung tipong, dahil gustong-gusto ko na, nanginginig na ako. Pero kailangan, kasi dapat may consent. So, kailangan tingin ko lang ako. So, parang, okay. Okay, ganyan ka. Tapos parang, ngayon, pag nakikita kami ng mga tao, may mga friends pa kami na nagsasabi sa amin na parang, alam niyo, pag magkasama kayo, parang ang dami niyong sex, no? Yung itsura daw namin, parang lagi kami nagsasex. Tapos parang, ang sasabihin din nila,
but is that a lie?
Parang kanya nung isa naming friend.
But is that a lie? Sure.
Of course, hindi. Pero, totoo yun. Ganun. Tapos parang sabi niya, sabi na isang friend namin sa kanya, ha, na parang, siguro, sex kayo ng sex. Ate Sari kasi yun eh. Sasabihin nila, wild siguro si Ate Sari, kaya mo ba yun? Okay ka lang ba sa kanya? Parang, ano? Pinipilit ko ba siya, guys? Nire-rape ko ba? Grabe naman kayo.
Alam ko, Sari, if anything, siguro for now ha, at this stage of your relationship, what you're providing aid is street cred. Gets mo ba? Like for example, nagbebenta ako sa Quiapo. Hindi ko bebentahan si Abe kasi feeling ko hindi niya ma-handle ko ano yung binibenta ko. Pero pag siya limbawa kasama kanya sa Quiapo, tapos sabi niya, sige, bentahan mo ko, bahala sa kanya. Papayag ako. I think that's what you provide, Abe. I think if you're looking for a silver lining, that's what I really think about it. I think what you provide in the relationship or what you provide for him as a person is a perspective that he wouldn't otherwise experience if he was, you know, if he just dated within his circles. I mean,
yeah, ang ganda nung, oo. Perfect yung statement na yun na, I think, to me, it benefited him a lot to date somebody outside his circle. Because if he only was in his circle, I bet, Sari, kasi most of the time, right now, when you see people, you are in your circle. But when you go in his circle, siya yung ganon. Yung parang, oh, ibang swerte mo naman.
Kasi na-meet ko yung friends eh, yung barkada niya talaga. Hindi din sila umiinom. Ano sila? Very lordy, goody-good-two-shoes. Ano?
Oy, baka naman hindi mo lang naririnig yung convos nila behind your back.
Yung mga best friend niya, yung unang beses ko nakilala, yung itsura ko pa, yung sobrang dami kong makeup kasi galing akong Disney princess. Kasi yung sure pag yung susunduin na ako, ganun. Tapos yung parang, ha, I have to make an impression. Pero yung itsura ko talaga, dahil mukha kong pok-pok, ganun. Tapos sabi ko, ha, hello. Tapos, paano ko pakikisamahan itong mga to? Umabot pa nga sa point, tinanong ko, wala ka bang friend dyan na umiinom? Para alam mo yun, makita nila na hindi sila nag-breakfast or lunch sila together. Yung mga ganun. Hindi sila yung, uy, tara, inom tayo, celebrate tayo, uy, gagawa tayo ng masama together. Walang ganun.
Alam mo na ganyan ko ata yung mga kapatid ni Dudong. One time nag-night out kami. Tapos parang they were fairly okay. Parang they were just drinking. Tapos ako umino ko, nag-iossi ako. Tapos like, alam mo yun, yung nag-open mic video, okay ako. Diba? Kasi parang feeling ko yung mga kapatid niya, wow, what is this girlfriend?
Diba? Okay, alam lang yan.
Ganyan yung nangyari sa akin sa Isabella. Nakipag-inuman ako sa tito, pinsan niya, yung mga pinsan niyang tanggero, ganyan. Tapos ako, todo, ang bagal nila mag-shot. So parang ako na yung tumagi, oh, ikaw na, game, ganun. Tapos parang sabi ni Eve sa akin, binulungan niya, they're not like that.
Aww.
And then to me, sorry, that's okay. That's okay. Because you're introducing grit into their, ano, into their queens, clean, squeaky world. And I think that that's always a good thing to shake things up.
Ako, alam mo yung... Na-shake ka lang. Yung assurance sa akin lahat, ako yung assurance na nakukuha ko from Dudong is that pag nagaganon ako, natatawa lang siya sa akin. And may gusto ko i-mention kanina eh. I think yung greatest assurance na nakuha ko that my relationship was all right was, di ba sinabi ko sa inyo, parang sakto lang naman yung confidence ko dati. I didn't really feel like such a beautiful person, like such a hot person. I didn't feel like I was the smartest girl. But he would always make me feel that way. Parang, and then, tumaas yung confidence ko noon, na parang, kasi dati I would say, nasakto lang yung looks ko. But then after like, being in a relationship with him for so long, parang, I'm sure, I think I'm beautiful. Parang ganon. I think I'm a beautiful person. And dati feeling ko, actually yung hanggang ngayon, na tinatry pa i-do away ni Dudong with me, is yung negative self-talk. Yung ako pang inamalas kasi ako eh. Parang natatanga ko talaga. But you know, and then he would say, stop the negative self. Ginagano niya talaga ako na parang, don't say that about yourself. Sinasabi niya sa akin yun na, huwag kang ganyan. Huwag mong sabihin yan toko sa sarili mo. Hindi ka naman tanga. Hindi ka malas. Ganyan. Kasi, di ba, he's overly positive. So parang, I think, yung, parang pag-feeling ko, sobrang I'm being too much for him, he would always say, no, you're not. No, you're not. Parang you're the right, you know, you're a right fit. Or tama na. I mean, kasi sabi ko na mas marami na maganda dyan. Hindi. Ano ka ba? Maganda ka. Ginaganan niya ako. Or don't
Jolene
say you're...
Jolene nga, kaya niyang kantayin yung Through the Fire ng chest voice eh.
Oo nga, si Jolene nga. Eh. Pero wala yun, wala yun. Kaya ko naman mag-ano. Ayoko naman mag-Broadway. Ayoko naman mag-Broadway.
Alam mo, minsan napapaisip ako, parang sana all Dudong. Kasi, for example, hindi naman sa naghahanap ako na anything from iba. Pero kasi, kunwari, ako, pag may ganyan ako, ang gagawin niya, ipagdadasal niya ako. Like, ang sasabihin niya parang, hinihingi niya sa Diyos na sana mahanap ko yung way ko para hindi na ako maging ganito. So, lahat pinagpapasadyos niya. So, for example, pag minsan tinanong ko siya na parang, what if sinabi ko ayoko na, break na tayo, ganyan. And sasabihin niya lang is, well, hindi kita pipilitin. Parang, be, habulin mo naman ako. Huwag kang pumayag na ganun.
Maybe
parang
siya, hindi,
nasa Diyos na yun. Parang kung...
Pero sinabi niya din sa akin yan, pag iniwang ko siya, sabi niya kung yun yung gusto mo. Sabi niya,
oh my God, iyan yung sinasabi ko. Ako yung nagsasabi niyan. Hindi kita habulin.
Ikaw yung langit talaga. Ikaw talaga yung langit.
Diba?
Something is going to learn along the lines, Terry. Siyempre, ngayon, of course, kumbaga, when it comes down, parang kumbaga, baby Dudong pa si, ano, si Abe. Baby Dudong.
Adjective na talaga si Dudong. Si Kuya Dudong. Oh my God.
Kasi, di ba, parang, guys, tao tayo. Huwag mong ipagpasadyos lahat. Alam mo yun, gets ko naman yung faith niya, pero sometimes parang ipagdadasal mo na lang ba ako? Ayaw mo ba subukan natin together, like, here on earth?
You never know.
Divine something.
De, feeling ko, Ate Sari, matututunan niya na i-provide sa'yo yung ganong language pagka the more na tumagal kayo.
Yeah.
I think it's something you discover.
Oo, love language. Feeling ko sa kanya for now, yan yung love language niya. Kasi nga, ganun yung upbringing niya. Parang, ganun yung mga religious people, I think. Yung praying for you is their love language. Because parang they recognize na wala yung power sa kanila to protect you completely or to give you everything that you want and need. So parang meron silang mode na ipagsasadyos nila. Pero yun nga, alam mo, yun yung sinasabi ko, parang eventually, I mean, at least in my experience, ah, parang lalo na pag tumagal kayo, yung synergy nyo, tas yung palitan nyo ng ugali na meron kayo na positive, magbe-bleed through yun. And you'll realize eventually, actually until now, kasi nga diba, ano, si Dudong, hindi siya ganon, until now, pero ngayon ginagaya niya na ako, lagi humingi ng kiss, kunyari dadaan siya, kiss mo nga ako, Tapos kikiss niya ako because hindi siya aware sa cues na gusto ko ng kiss, gusto ko ng lambing. So I would tell him na, o kaya kung may ginagawa siya, binababa ko yung ginagawa niya. So embrace ko siya, kasi gusto ko na embrace. Hindi kasi siya, hindi siya aware dun sa mga cues na, uy, nagpapakit na ako, gusto ko ng kiss. So I really always have to verbally, I always have to verbally remind him na, kiss mo ko. Baba mo yan, kiss mo ko, ganon. So parang feeling ko, until now, may ganun pa rin kami na, hindi niya ba gets? Ano, hindi niya gets? Ganon.
Nitong huli, parang, kasi ako very honest ako sa kanya, pero hindi ko kayang sabihin rekta, kasi I don't wanna sound too demand shallow. For example, di ba, nakakwento ko Bapio na parang nagkaroon ako ng death threat, and parang sabi ko, I feel like you are not taking my fear seriously. Ganyan. Pero ang gusto ko lang naman is parang, puntahan mo ako. Ganon. Puntahan mo ako. Alam kong busy ka. Pero, can you make time for me, like, physically? Ganyan. Pero hindi ko masabi yung rekta. Ang
sabi
ko lang, I feel like you're not taking my fear seriously. Well, that is true as well. Pero I cannot tell him to do the action. Parang ganon. Plus,
kasi
I want
parang,
ba?
Do you feel, ate, na parang madedefeat yung purpose na pag sinabi mo sa kanya, pupunta na lang sa dito kasi sinabi mo hindi like out of his own ano.
Di ba hindi mo naiisip na yun yung kailangan ko? Parang ganun. So,
eto.
And I don't
ito, sorry,
want
to
na ang shallow nung dating na parang iutusan kita. Ako nagde-decide for you. Ayoko nang ganun. So parang yun lang yung nasabi ko talaga. I feel like you're not taking my fears seriously. Tapos parang siya naman, hindi, I'm here with you. I'm praying for you. Like this and that. And tapos parang ako, si Lord na naman. Pero okay, fine. I get you. I get you naman. It's just that sometimes, ayun nga, nakita ko kasi sa TikTok recently na merong isang love language na hindi natin napag-uusapan. Like, you want to be known. You want to be yung pakiramdam na nag-exist ka or you are known or you are seen. It's another love language. Like, for example, kinikwento ka sa mga tao na, you know what, mahilig din si Sari dyan sa water or parang, no, I'll bring her here.
Yeah.
Meet them. Parang, I want to be seen. Yung mga ganun. As a lupa, as a relationship namin, parang, I want to feel na, uy, pakita mo naman sa kanila na ako yung langit dito. Ganun.
Parang gusto mo i-flex ka, parang ganun.
Oo, parang flex mo naman ako na unti kasi ikaw, walang kahirap-hirap, flex ka na eh. Parang, kahit hindi ako magsalita, sasabihin ng mga tao, ikaw talaga yung langit eh. So, naman yun, parang, kundi ako
kaya nga, itutuloy na natin yung Sari is a green, hashtag Sari is a green flag.
Here's a perspective, Sari. Just as I think that you're making concessions and trying to leave a mark or an impression in your circles, I also think Abe is going through such a dilemma, internal dilemma in his head. I like to think that. Because if you ask me, parang, can Abe cut it with yung general barkada mo talaga? I think doon magfo-fall short ng county si Abe. So I think he's also trying na, am I cool enough? Do I have the edge? Am I... Do you get me? Do I have that? Ano? Do you have the...
Yeah, that's sa sarili niya. I mean, kampante siya about it kasi natry ko na siyang isalong sa gyera eh. He gets along with everybody. So
In fairness, nung birthday ko, yun pa lang, parang isang test na yun eh. Natulog siya sa masikip na kwarto, ganon. Tapos...
Nag-inuman kami doon. Wala kami doon, ma'am.
Ako, I think, he's also going through it. It's just that he's just... He's just really good at maneuvering himself around you and around people. But I also think he's also undergoing through those,
Pero I think also, blessing yun eh, a blessing at the same time, of course, syempre, it puts pressure on Sari na, why is he not pressured na makibagay sa akin? On the other hand, na parang si Sari, on her end, she feels pressured na makibagay dun naman sa crowd niya. But I don't think si Abe doon siya nakafocus sa pressure, but rather, it's part of it. Gets nyo ba? Parang medyo methodol. I don't know Abe much, but parang baka methodol. Fuck, I can never get this word right. Methodological. Puta parang gano'n ata eh. Methodological yung... Kasi kahit si Dudong ganyan siya, meron siya sinasabi na binivisualize niya na paano, tapos gagawin niya na lang. I'm pretty sure meron ding preparations na ginagawa si Abe when he, sabi niya, ah, parang ato day, I'll meet Sari's friends. So he'll, kasi kay Dudong, minsan nakita ko, hindi ba siya na-pressure na isasama ko siya sa mga, kasi dati, di ba, ROTC siya. Kasi yung mga iba niya kasama sa ROTC hanggang ngayon, they're really hardcore, not all of them, they're really hardcore right-wingers. Tapos siya, kinakaladkad ko siya sa mga rally. Sinisip ko, hindi ba siya, am I putting on due pressure on him? Or gusto niya ba to? Pero parang feeling ko kasi, parang siya, sinabi ko na sa kanya na, bukas magra-rally tayo. It's parang na, ano na yun, parang na, and he's made the decision na, sige, I'll go. So parang feeling ko, I don't know kung kina-TNL nila yun, no, yung mga lalaki na parang, hindi nila,
nagpe-prepare na sila mentally.
Oo, mentally, pre-prepare nila, tapos hindi nila ipipressure. Because men hate that. Men hate it when you see it, I think. But when you see on them na nape-pressure sila, it's parang, shit, parang hindi ko kaya dito, ah. I think it's that, eh. Yung parang hindi ako dapat papahiya. Alam mo yung ganon. So yeah, they'll internalize it and then they'll do it. And as much as possible, they won't embarrass themselves. So parang feeling ko ganon din yung POV ko kay Abe, although I don't know him completely. Parang pagpapasok siya sa mundo mo, pinaprepare niya din naman yung self niya, I think.
Pero it's ito, just that, weird kasi ngayon, parang isa lang yung mundo namin kasi nasa theater din siya, ganyan. Tapos, yung isang event na magkasama kami, performer siya, ako, ASM ako dun, ay PA ako dun. Tapos, ang nangyari, alam mo yung mga sabi ng mga tao, na parang within our circle, common people, alam mo, unang tanong sa akin, ano ba intention mo kay Abe? Tapos, napikon na ako. Alam mo, sagot ko, bakit hindi kaya siya yung tanongin niyo kung anong intention niya sa akin? Tama ba o mali? Maganda ba o hindi? Bakit ako tinatanong nyo? Gumanon na ako talaga.
Baka may hidden agenda pala si Abe sa'yo.
Tapos ano, people are asking, oh, bakit hindi ka pa rin nagpapabuntis? Eh, ayan na, matino na yung tao. Tapos parang ako,
ay, hindi, sorry, that's not on you. Foul na yun. Foul na yun.
Guys, parang, I'm here working and I'm here trying to make sure everybody has food and kung ano man yung kailangan ng show and you're asking me ang intention ko dun sa gawa ko. Siya kaya yung tanongin nyo, siya yung lalaki, diba? Nalokohin na ba ako? Alam mo yun, abang habol niya sa akin. Bakit ako? I look like a bad guy. And umabot ako sa point parang, tama na. Ano, dahil nakahanap ako ng matinong lalaki, abusuhin ko na to? And nakakapikon yun nung time na yun na parang, ano ba itong mga taong to? Bakit tinatanong nila kung tama ba yung intention ko sa lalaking to? Eh, mukha ba akong ginagamit ko lang siya? Mukha ba akong inaabuso ko lang kung ano yung kabaitan niya? Kasi, I hate that. Na parang, guys, stop it. Parang, okay lang sana if it is all in my head. Pero people are feeding me that too. And sometimes nakakapikon na parang, ano gusto nyo? I-post ko kung ano yung nangyayari sa aming dalawa. Diba?
Para lang I think what this reveals, Sari, no? What this reveals on a larger scale is the way people see relationship dynamics between men and women.
Yes.
Still, wherein women are still seen for some people, despite their, you know, their profess that, oh, it's a modern relationship, it's different right now. Still, well, ang perspective pa rin ng maraming tao is the females are still the beneficiaries of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, naku ha. Huwag ganun.
I think it's patriarchy. Charis.
Ay, true.
But saka to me, yun din siya. Ay, sorry, go ahead. Ikaw muna. Ako ko mag-wrap up.
Kasi mga bakla yung nagsasabi. I mean, I love gay people, ano. Pero they're the ones doing those issues eh.
Mm-mm. Hindi, alam mo, Sari, to me, it's not on you. And again, this is my favorite expression. It's easy to say, but it's not hard. It's very, very hard to do. It's not on you, eh. It's on them. When people, ito yung pang-wrap-up kong advice dito sa whole episode na to. When people are like that towards you, it's not on you. Because you know what your relationship is about. You know how it works. Honestly, I don't know the intricacies kung paano kami nagkagustuhan. But I know. And I believe the assurance that he gives me that I am the one. And he is the one. Because when I think about it, it heightens my confidence na, bakit niya ako lulukohin? Bakit siya pipili ng iba? I'm smart, maganda ako, I'm very, parang palaban ako, and why would I feel if people think na hindi kami bagay, why would that put great pressure on me? And siya din, feeling ko, on his end, kaya nga hindi kami jealous couple, di ba? On his end, parang, but totoo luloko ni Ina, eh, he literally gives me everything. Everything na makakaya niya. So, parang to me, if people are like that towards us, that's on them, I think. Because I really think na sometimes there are people that, I don't wanna shade the people who are doing that to you, Saria. Parang, kasi they see a stable relationship, And kasi nga, ganun yung point of view nila sa'yo, di ba? You're kind of unstable. Ganun din yung tingin sa mga tao dati. Parang, she's kind of unstable, no? But you know what? You found the platform in your life or you found the plane in your life. Stable ka na. So, I think if you see that you're ready for a stable relationship, then you are. If people cannot get over that hill thinking that you're still the same unstable person as you were 5-10 years ago, then that's on them. Because ikaw, nagbago ka na. And you're ready for this type of relationship. And si Abe, he's ready for a type of person like you. And yun lang, parang feeling ko, if there is undue pressure that's being put on you because of his quote-unquote perfection, baka pwede mo yun ma-communicate sa kanya na sometimes I feel pressured. But also again, easy to say but not difficult, you know, but not easy to do. You have to wrangle with that in your mind. I don't think it's hard to realize na you're a catch. It's just that people see yung shining, glimmering aspects ng pagiging catch ni Abe because it's so, the bar is so low for men. Yun yun eh. The bar is so low for men that when they see a guy as decent as Abe or as decent as my husband and they see a woman that's just all right. I'm hindi ka toxic, hindi din ako toxic. When they see a woman that's just all right, go with a guy that's really such a great person, parang, may bala ka ba sa kanya? Parang, ano ba kayo? The bar is so low sa men na when you see a guy that's just as kind as that, you think that they're, you know, kailangan natin sila iakit sa pedestal.
Yeah.
No. Parang, you know, I'm all right. Diba? I'm all right. Because, you know, people are so used to men being so trashy. Kaya nga yun yung joke doon eh. Parang, ay, ako ngayon ang naging red flag. Eh, normal lang naman akong tao. So, green flag kayo pareho. It's just that, when men are green flags, we tend to, like, put them on a pedestal na, shit, putang inalangit siya.
Alam parang ang taas-taas ng tingin agad just for doing, parang, bare minimum things. Na parang yung tama lang.
Yeah, so I really think yun. Parang it's something that you have to wrangle with. You're not. I don't think, sometimes you will feel that way, guys. Na lupa ha. Kasi nga, there are indicators that would say na langit yung jowa nyo. Baka mas, ano siya, mas marami siyang pera, or mas marami siyang na-achieve, mas marami siyang talent. Pero, yun yung external indicators na langit sila. But if you are in your relationship and you know for sure na pantay lang kayo and you are not leeching anything off your partner, you're not relying on them to make you a better person because you already are there at that point in your life. You are a good and better person as you know, compared to who you were 10 years ago. Then I think you're fine. Mm. Parang, I'm pretty sure yung mga medyo harsh mag-comment. Parang, bakit eh, wala ka bang stable relationship?
Yeah, feeling ko pinaproject na lang nila insecurity nila sa own relationships nila sa iyo kasi nakikita nila na you're doing so much better than them. So parang pinaproject nila na, ano bang kulang sa akin? So, tinatanong nila sa yon to make you feel bad ta para tumapat ka sa level nila. And hindi naman ikaw yun. So,
Tsaka, and then there's nothing wrong with that. Acknowledging na ako, for example, swerte ako. Nahanap yung si Dudong. Swerte talaga ako. Swerte ako. And if people say that, alam mo, swerte mo kasi he's such a decent guy. Yeah, I fucking am. Talaga doon. Yeah, I fucking am. So, sorry to you. Alam mo yung ganon? Kasi ano gusto mo gawin ko? Napakita na jowa. Ano? Alam mo yun? Parang wala ko magagawa, me. So, parang ganon. Yun na.
In retrospect, ate, I think yung partners din naman nating lahat is swerte din sa atin kasi may napoprovide pa din naman tayo. Although, sa outside world, pag tinignan, laging ang nasa, ano kasi, laging ang nasa lens talaga ng mga tao ay mga men. Kasi, di ba, usually, alam sila na parang ano, parang known talaga sila to perform really badly sa relationship. Perform really badly. Ano pa, grades?
Wow.
So, pag pinakita sila na someone who does, like, a bare minimum thing. So, oh my God, talaga, ginawa niya yon. So, like, alam mo yun, sila yung nasa lens. So, laging na-overlook yung efforts ng women sa relationship. Kasi, kasi laging tayo yung beneficiary na nasa tingin ng mga tao, tayo laging beneficiary nung kung ano mang effort nung ginawa nung guy. Kahit bare minimum lang yun.
Ay, naku, it's a man's world. Nakakainis. Charot.
So true. So true. For now, Char. For now. Pero yun, basta yun, to our kapitbahays, especially to our baby kapitbahays, sabi ko nga, di ba, kanina when we started, we will uplift you and you have to keep your chin up, I think. Na parang, yung langit kalupa ako, there will be indicators that they might be better than you a little bit. But you know what? That's not what a partnership is. And I think if you are partners and if you always do assure each other, even if non-verbally, if you always assure each other that, you know, we're fine, we're okay, and we're on the same plane, then that's fine. Sometimes kasi, yun din eh, parang we've talked about this, you know, about love languages. Sometimes kasi hindi naman nila love language yun, yung verbally assure ka nila. Sometimes they will do stuff to assure you that yeah, they do love you and that you are okay. So, mga kapitbahay, as long as walang third party or anything, walang abuse na nangyayari sa mga relasyon nyo, and you get the thing that you need from your partner and you give the thing that your partner needs, then I'd like to tell you that I think you are okay.
Tama.
So, yarn. Eh, asan na si Yudes? Wala na.
Tagal nung pick up, Bi. Ang dami na natin nasabi.
Yudes, magbababay na kami kasi ang dami na naming na-discuss. So, you're just in time for my closing spiel.
Sorry, nagpadala yung company ko ng cake.
Ayan yung ano, advantage pag ano.
Na-corporate ka na.
Advantage pag corporate ka, meron kang mga cake, lagi niya.
Surprised din ako kasi ini address ko kanina.
Kala mo papadala ka ng trabaho.
Pero
oo, something. Cake pala. Tapos ganun ka mali ako ng thank, ibang tao yung na-thank youan ko. Sabi ko, ha? Anong cake? Tapos trinay ko i-remedy, sina nag-thank you ako dun sa totoong tao, pero yung pangalan ng isa yung nasabihan ko. Parang, thank you, Miss Sari. Okay lang yun, enjoy your day, happy birthday. Tapos, it's Ina, not Sari.
Oh my God!
wala akong panalo today.
Meron yan, hindi pa tapos
sa araw. Mamaya may birthday sex. Charit, sige na guys.
Pero thank you nga pala. Pahabol ako, sorry, pahabol ko kay Sari.
Wait lang mo, wala ako, natatay na ako guys.
Sige, go, bilisan mo yun. Kasi ako din naiihi na. Hindi pwede ipigil ang ihi ng buntes.
Basta ako, Sari, to me, just focus on what you and Abe have right now. Because you know, the langit kalupa ako dynamic. That's just easy to. It's a fun concept to joke about and think about sometimes. But at the same time, I don't think that has any real bearing on the relationship. Should have any real bearing on the relationship because at the end of the day, you will supply each other's shortcomings and all of that. And at the same time, I think you know the experience of Sari, you know, it gives a perspective din sa atin na. I think some of those people meant those as a joke, parang pabiro. This is Sari naman yan, okay lang sa kanya yung joke. But then, think of it, parang in a group of 20 people, 20 kayo nagsabay-sabay, this is Sari lang yan, alam naman yan na joke to. Alam mo yung, we have to be very careful then, or we have to think twice din naman, is this a stimulus, or is this a sentiment that they are going to appreciate right now in the relationship? Kasi hindi naman sa pagiging prescriptive, pero I think it goes without saying na tansya-tansya rin tayo sa mga ano binibitawan natin because different people will have different ways of coping with the relationship whether we realize about it or not. So I think, alam mo yun, if you cannot help the relationship then I think the best that we can do is watch from afar and, you know, give our well wishes. I think
that's yeah, that's a good perspective from the outside naman. Guys, kung wala kayong masasabing maayos tungkol sa relasyon ng mga tao, kahit pa joke, kasi hindi nyo matatansya yun eh. Okay lang once. Kasi di ba may mga ganun, hala, paano? Pero, if it's like a reoccurring joke, it gets old. So, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that to your friends, I swear to God. So, kung ayaw nyo, huwag na lang kayo mag-talk. Sure. Hindi naman hiningi kung ganyan nyo. Hindi na lang mag-talk, guys. Okay? So, ano, yun, sorry, kasi hihi na talaga ako. Hindi ko yung baby ko nakahiga sa bladder ko. So, so guys, shit! Pag meron kayo mga ganyang stories or kung kailangan nyo din express, no, may mga kumag na nagsasabi na ikaw yung lupa or ikaw yung impyerno sa relasyon, share nyo yan sa amin. Pwede nyo kaming i-tweet or pwede nyo kami i-tweet or pwede kayo mag-share ng stories. We're at Kudazzers. So how do you spell Kudazzers?
That's Kudazzers.
Yes, yes. We're on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook. You could like our fan page or you could also join our group, yung pamilihang, ano, so I keep on forgetting the name of
Barangay Kudazzers.
Oo, yun, pamilihang bayan ng Barangay Kudazzers. Please, guys, hindi kami talaga nag-a-admit ng mga tao na hindi ina-answer yung thing, yung mga questions. It's also for everyone's safety. Kasi guys, meron talaga mga iba. Akala nila online selling yung grupo
kasi nga,
natin.
Pamilihang bayan ng barangay. So, siguro akala nila totoong barangay yung Barangay Kudazzers. My God.
Tapos ma, diba, may mga iba dati na nakapasok tapos nag-share ng online selling nila. Parang, tita, hindi po online selling dito. So we had to let go those
tapos
kinds of
members. Tapos pa ng online selling nila yung sobrang dimly lit.
Oo, profit, di ba? Kala mo droga yung binibenta o kaya mga illegal na animals like bayawak, mga ganon. So, guys, important sa amin yun na answeran niyo yung mga questions. Kasi nga, we're trying to avoid confusion like that. So, para safe space din para sa ating lahat, di ba, pag nag-share. So, yun. And also, thank you very much sa Podcast Network Asia. Alam nyo, kahit lupa kami, Podcast Network Asia lifts us up and makes us feel like we are Langit Emmy! Podcast Network Asia, thank you very much. I think we've been with you for 2 years or two or more, dadami pang years. Because you always make us feel like Langit. And speaking of Langit, guys, we have other co-affiliates na sobrang ganda din ang mga topics nila. Hindi tulad namin, sometimes meron kami mga topics na patapon, sometimes meron kami mga topics na ganito na seryoso. So, check out our co-affiliates kasi, you know, I think marami rin kayo makukulot na lessons sa kanila. Just go to the website of Podcast Network, the podcast nila. So, if I didn't miss anything, guys, magpapaalam na kami. Don't forget, ever forget, chin up. Don't ever put yourself down. Ha? Especially sa mga baby kapitbahay natin, okay? Tandaan nyo yan. May God, hihingi na ako. So guys, this is Ina.
Kasi galit ka na.
Oh, galit na ako.
And your dudes.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to...
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.